Hi, it's the Congressional Corner today with one of my favorite people in the world, Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty. She represents a segment of Northwest Connecticut, and she is somebody who I love having on because she always tells it straight. Elizabeth Esty, welcome.
Great to be back with you, as always.
That's nice to hear. What about Comey? What do you make of Comey? I mean,
oh, wow.
What do you make?
I mean, he's been on people's loved and hated list back and forth. He's got to have whiplash by now. But frankly, his speaking truth to power right now, including when that is the person occupying the White House, is pretty important.
Well, it is important. On the other hand, did you ever think about it this way, Elizabeth Esty? If, in fact, he hadn't done what he did with Hillary Clinton right before the election, she might be president right now. He's got a lot to atone for, doesn't he?
I don't disagree. I don't disagree on that. But, you know, at this point, we are where we are in this process. And, you know, we had two key revelations in yesterday's testimony. Number one, President Trump's outrageous claim about wiretapping by Barack Obama is without any foundation. Now, Comey has been saying this for a while, and, you know, we had this reiterated also by Rogers. There is no basis. There's nobody in Congress who said there's any basis. The people in a position to know have said there's no basis. The British have denied that this ridiculous rumor, third-hand reported through a game of telephone and whatever on Fox News, no basis. Time to move on. And the president should apologize. And part of the reason the president needs to apologize and say it was not true is because the credibility of the president matters a lot. The dangers and the controversies we've seen so far in this still very young administration have been all self-inflicted crises. But there will come a time, and it may not be very far off. New presidents are tested. And certainly the activities we've seen by North Korea, the activities we've seen over the last couple of years by the Chinese in the South China Sea, and certainly throughout, and that's a much greater issue, which is the second point on the Russians, is the new president will be tested. And the public needs to be able to have confidence that what the president says is true. And we don't have that confidence now. And in fact, you even have Sean Spicer basically, don't take him literally. You have to be able to take the president literally, right? You have to. That's the job. So that is fairly important. The second revelation revealed that there is an ongoing FBI counterintelligence investigation, that the level of question about ties between President Trump, his associates, whether they were advisors, employees, key individuals affiliated with, known to be friends with him during the campaign and in this administration, and their ties with Russian companies, Russian individuals, Russian government officials, are serious enough that he confirmed that there is a ongoing counterintelligence investigation. That's pretty extraordinary to reveal that. And again, that revelation speaks volumes about how seriously the intelligence community takes these actions and statements by the president and his associates.
I'm hearing from a lot of people who are writing to me simply and saying, what would it take to get Trump impeached? So is there something that you would see in the Russian connection, something like that, that could in fact lead to the Republicans in the House, after all, it's an oligarchy, changing their minds and saying this is too dangerous, we got to scramble for the hills?
Well, as you correctly point out, but two things. First, as is very clear, I think, if you watched any of the hearings yesterday, is we really need an independent, nonpartisan investigation that is allowed to subpoena people, that is allowed to receive confidential briefings, and to call a whole lot of people in front of it. We did this kind of deep investigation after 9/11. We need to do it now because these allegations and the evidence we have seen so far is so serious, not just about the president and his associates, but about ongoing and ramped up efforts by the Russians to influence our election, undermine our democracy. And similar efforts we know are going on in Europe right now, and they've got major elections. And we owe it to our allies in Europe going through elections right now to share with them what we are learning about this. And so this is about democracy writ large, American democracy and other democracies. So I feel very, very strongly about that. And the bottom line is Republicans will decide at the end of the day whether or not there are actionable things to call the president to account for. But that's where the American people fit in. And I think as there continue to be investigations into and questions about the president's conflict of interests, his failure to follow any of the practices that all prior presidents have done to shed anything that even has the appearance of a conflict of interest, much less actual, I think that does bother people. I'll tell you, I hear from folks that, like, why doesn't he just show his tax returns? Why is he still holding on to his businesses? You know, why do you have classified papers out in the public at Mar-a-Lago with paying customers of his, you know, of his resort, having access to and looking at, you know, in close proximity classified documents that we're not allowed to see other than in a very tight setting? And it just a whole lot of things that lead me to be concerned. And frankly, I will tell you, I believe are causing my Republican colleagues in the House some considerable, not just heartburn politically, but real concern. I do believe that.
They're talking to you about it sort of sub rosa. I mean, they're not going on record yet. But
no, not on record. Not on record.
Yes.
But I think the Russian business is particularly concerning. I talked with Lindsey Graham about it last week. He has been on record. He has been on record about it. So I do think that there's considerable concern, and we'll see what happens. But again, when you have elections have consequences, the Republicans control the White House and the Senate and the House. And so they are the ones who will decide whether this happens or not. But the American people get to weigh in on that by putting pressure. And I'm, if you're hearing buzz, it means they're calling votes.
Yeah.
So I will let you know when I get yanked. when
you have to. Okay, very quickly then, are you hearing any voters' remorse from your constituents who voted for him?
Honestly, not too much. I'm hearing great concern by people who did not. but for a lot who voted for him, and I will remind you and listeners that Trump almost won my district, so he did have a lot of support, that there are still a lot of people who say, hey, he's doing what he said he'd do, which is he's shaking things up. He's not approaching it the way, you know, all those terrible, you know, professional politicians do. He's a businessman, and we should give him a chance. So there's still a lot of support for that, and people who do think the system's pretty broken and who want to see someone disrupt it. And I have to say, Alan, I have come to believe that there are probably a fairly significant number of folks who voted for Barack Obama and ended up voting for Donald Trump, at least people who voted in 2008 for Barack Obama as a change agent, as someone who's going to be a disruptor. And some of those people also voted for Donald Trump, which has been pretty hard for me to wrap my head around. But I guess I can see it more now in having conversations with folks who voted for me and Donald Trump. They voted for me because they think I get stuff done. They know I get things done, that I care and that I'm straight with people. And they want that. And their vote was they thought he might be able to do that. Crazy time.
We've been talking to Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty from Connecticut's 5th District, and she's been in office since 2013. Elizabeth Esty, we'll be back soon. I want to ask you about Obamacare.
All right.